This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Both of Colorado's senators voted against the GOP tax and spending bill, which passed narrowly today. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Democratic Senator Hickenlooper says voters might not feel some of the costs of the bill until after the midterm elections. Some of the provisions, like cuts to the provider tax or state cost share to food aid, don't take effect until after that. For Hickenlooper, the cuts to health care and clean energy tax credits were top of mind.
Climate change is real, right? There was no debate of that. This was kind of just steamrolled through, no debate, no discussion. I think there's going to be a cost to be paid for all these things.
The House is set to take up the new version of the GOP bill as early as Wednesday. All of Colorado's Republican House members voted for the original bill last time, with Democrats voting against it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado and 19 other states are suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services over the use of personal data for immigration enforcement. Attorney General Phil Weiser said today that the mass transfer of Medicaid data, including personal health records, violates the law. Earlier this month, a group of states gave Medicaid data to HHS, which transferred the files to the Department of Homeland Security. Those files contain personal health records representing millions of individuals. Meanwhile, unused prisons in southern Colorado may become immigration detention centers. CoreCivic is one of the nation's largest private prison companies. It wants to convert dormant prisons in Burlington and Walsenburg for use by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE currently has one privately managed center in Aurora. Colorado bars state and local facilities from being used for immigration detention. This is CPR News.